Opposites, we're regularly reminded, attract. And today brings us in this town the oddest of couples, Carnival holding hands with Lent. I see in this movement not a gulf, but an embrace. Our Catholic world not only allows these two to coexist, it creates them together forever until the second coming do them part. Yesterday and today, Fat Tuesday and Skinny Wednesday. That should be the title of today, shouldn't it? Skinny Wednesday. It's not what we call it, though. For whatever fasting we're undertaking, whatever belt-tightening practice we're straining for, whatever health-forward habit we're embracing. Lent is not a church-sanctioned 1 a.m. fasting to weight loss infomercial. Yesterday might have been Fat Tuesday, but today is not Skinny Wednesday. The opposite of Mardi Gras is Ash Wednesday. Let's take a look at that posing couple we're presented. Perhaps it's not the one we might not initially think. In our carnival, literally our carne vale, our goodbye to meat or flesh, we think first of physical pleasure, the ways we eat, drink, and be merry. Ash Wednesday, by its very name, though, doesn't fly us from things earthly. It actually buries us deeper today. We begin by being smeared with ashes, usually produced by the burning of palm branches, reminding us of our road forward to Palm Sunday and beyond. But more truly, reminding us that we are of earth. We are fragile. We are created things. We touch and feel and see dirt today. Those sooted crosses telling the story of our connected physical humanity. Whatever individual pleasures we might have personally known yesterday, I've seen a number of sun-rended foreheads today, including my own in the mirror. Today, we see that mark of connection, become drawn back into community life more truly. There is an individual dimension to our Lenten journey. Jesus speaks strongly of our quiet, heartfelt striving in today's gospel. But that even leads us back here, back into community, back from the spiritual prayer into physical almsgiving. See Joel's words again back to us. Blow the trumpet in Zion, proclaim a fast, call an assembly, gather the people, notify the congregation, gather the children and the infants at the breast. Fat Tuesday, Ash Wednesday, here holding hands once again, here as opposites leading us to more focused living, here inviting us to see in this assembly an earthier, more fragile, more connected call. We are creatures of our good God. May our celebration of Lent lead us down that dirt road together. May our Lenten practices connect us more and more to each other and to our world, our spiritual and physical lives, connected together, holding hands today, like our seasons.